نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والزاريات ذروا فالحاملات ذكرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات امرا انما توعدون لصادق وان الدين لواقع صدق الله العظيم. Before we proceed with Surah Al-Zariyat, I forgot to tell you that out of the three Madani Surahs of the last group, two were definitely in the form of a prayer. Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Surah Al-Fath. But Surah Al-Hujarat was solitary, unique. It has no prayer. In the same way, out of these seven Makki Surahs, the first of which was Surah Al-Kaf. This Surah Kaf is unique and solitary. But the rest of the six Surahs are divisible into three pairs. And you will see that the same relationship between Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-A'raf. In one Surah, you will find At-Tazkir bi-Ayyamillah. In the other, At-Tazkir bi-Ala'illah. So for two groups, it is very evident. But the third and final group, that is a very unique group in the whole of Quran, we shall discuss later when we read it, inshallah. وَزَارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا. By the scattering winds that scatter dust. We have one surah before which started in this style. وَصَافَاتِ صَفًّا. فَزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. فَالْتَارِيَاتِ سِكْرًا. So that was Surah Al-Saffat. And there we know that it was the angels, you know, who were mentioned over there. But here, these are the winds. And you may note it, that Rih, the Arabic for wind, Rih, and Ruh, for the soul, for the spirit, they are also very close. Waw and Ya, they are actually Huruf Illat, weak alphabets of the Arabic language that take each other's place alternatively. As I told you, Nar and Noor are very close to each other. So Ruh and Reh are also very close. By the scattering winds that scatter dust, then they are bearing the load, that is of the clouds. Then they are distributing the affairs, that is whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, the rain comes, others, you know, keep dry. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ. What you are being promised is surely true. وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ. And definitely, the recompense is sure to happen. This is the main theme of these surahs. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٌ. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ. وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ. Whatever is being promised with you, that the day will come when you will have to stand before your Lord for that grand accountability, and then you know you will have to face the results of your deeds. إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقٌ وَإِنَّ الدِّينَ لَوَاقِعٌ. What you are promised is surely true, and the recompense is sure to come. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْحُبُكِ. By the heaven full of paths. إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي قَوْلٍ مُخْتَلِفٍ. Surely you are at variance in your sayings. يُوفَقُ عَنْهُ مَنُفِكُ. Turned away from this truth is he who has been diverted. قُرِلَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ. These conjecturers will perish. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَبْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. Who are in an abyss and neglectful. يَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. They ask, when shall be the day of recompense? You say it will come. When it will come? يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. It will be the day when they shall be punished in this fire. ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. And it will be said, now taste your punishment. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. This is what you thought to be hastened. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Surely the God-fearing will be in the gardens and springs. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They will be receiving that which their Lord will give them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They were before this, before coming here, in the hereafter, in the world, in their previous life, they were excellent in deeds, مُحْسِنِينَ. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They used to sleep, but little at night. They used to keep awake. قُمِنْ لَيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ وَمِنْ قُسْمِنْهُ قَلِيلًا وَمِنْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And again before the dawn, they used to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And in their wealth, there was a necessary portion for the beggar and the deprived. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And in the earth, there are signs for those who are convinced or who want to be convinced. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. And within your own self also, there are our signs. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you see? Can't you peep down into your heart? وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. And in the heaven is your sustenance and that which you are promised. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So by the Lord of heaven and earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْتُمْ تَنْتَقُونَ. This is surely the truth, just as you are speaking. Yes, we are talking to each other in the same way. This day of judgment will come. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Has the story of the honored guest of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام came to you? Is دخلوا عليه, the angels, you know, which were sent to bring that chastisement to the two cities, twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They first of all came to Ibrahim. We have read it several times. Is دخلوا عليه. When they entered upon him, فقالوا سلاما. They said, سلام, peace. قال سلام. Now in reply, Ibrahim also said, peace, qawmun munkaroon. But you are a people unknown to me. I don't know you. Maybe this he said in his heart only. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. So he turned to his family. فَجَاءَ بِهِجْلٍ سَلِيمٍ. And he brought a roasted calf. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And he laid it before them. قَالُوا لَا. قَالَ أَلَا تَعْقُلُونَ. He said, do you not eat? فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. So he conceived the fear from them. Because in those days, it was the practice of people who went somewhere to kill somebody. They won't taste the salt of that person whom they are going to kill. So Ibrahim thought, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they want to do some harm to me. That is why they are not eating, you know, from my table. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. So he conceived the fear from them. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They said, don't have any fear. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And they gave him the good tidings of a knowledgeable son. فَرْ حَضْرَتِ إِسْحَاقْ عَلِيمٍ. And فَرْ حَضْرَتِ إِسْمَعِيلْ حَلِيمٍ. And I told you this word حَلِيمٍ appears in the Quran either for Allah or twice for Ibrahim and once for Ismail. For nobody else in the whole of Quran. But compared to Ismail, he was termed Halim. Here, Ishaq is termed Halim. Halim, knowledgeable. فَأَقْبَلْتْ إِمْرَاتُهُمْ فِي صَبْرَةٍ. Then came forward his wife, Hazrat Sara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with loud grumbling. فَسَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا. And she smote her face, struck her face. وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزًا عَقِيمٌ. And she said, an old barren woman? She was nearly 99 at that time of age. And all the life she had been barren. Hazrat Ibrahim was 100 years. So she said, is it possible? What are you saying? Ajuzun aqeel. I'm very old. And then I have been barren all the life. قَالُوا كَذَلِكَ. They said, this will happen. قَالَ رَبُّكَ. This is the saying of your Lord. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ. Verily, he is the wise, the knower. قَالَ فَمَا قَدْتُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Now Ibrahim asked them, what's your mission? O people who have been sent, O messengers, قَالُوا إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ مُجْرِمِينَ They said, we have been sent upon a guilty, for a guilty people. لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةٌ مِّنْ طِينٍ So that we may send down upon them stones of clay. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ Not from your Lord for the criminals. مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ فَأَخْرَجْنَا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Then we took out such believers as were there in that city. وَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ But we didn't find in that city except one house of the Muslims. House of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He himself and his two daughters, that's all. Not even his own wife. وَتَرَكْنَا فِيهَا آيَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ And we left there in a sign for those who fear the painful chastisement. وَفِي مُوسَى And also there are signs in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا صَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ بِسُلْطَانِ مُبِينَ When we sent him to Firaun with the manifest authority. فَتَوَلَّا بِرُكْنِهِ He turned away arrogantly on account of his might, power. وَقَالَ سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ And he said about Musa, either he is a sorcerer or a madman. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ مَجْنُونَهُ So we seized him and his hosts and armies. فَنَمَزْنَاهُ And we threw them till yam in the sea. وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ And he was blameworthy. وَفِي عَادٍ In the same way, there are signs in the story of Aad. إِذَا صَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمَ When we sent against them a barren wind, مَا قَدَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَتَتْ عَلَيْهِ It left nothing it came upon. إِلَّا جَعَلَتْهُ كَرَّمِينَ But it made it like ashes. وَفِي ثَمُودَ In the same way, in the story of Thamud. إِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَمَتَّعُوا حَتَّىٰ حِينٍ When it was said to them, Now you can enjoy the comforts for a while. فَعَتَوْا نَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ They revolted against the command of their Lord. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ And so, a thunderbolt seized them while they were beholding. فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مِنْ قِيَامٍ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْتَصِرِينَ Now they couldn't stand up. They couldn't rise up. And nor they were able to defend themselves or to take revenge for themselves. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ And before them, the nation of Nuh, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ Verily, they were also transgressing people. Now these were the أَمْبَاءُ الرُّسُلِ Lut, then Hud, Nuh, Saleh, all have been mentioned. Hazrat Musa, they have been mentioned. But about Ibrahim, not of that type, not about Rusul, but only an event that the angels came to him and they had a conversation. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And the heaven, we have made it with our own hands. What does it mean? With our own might. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And we are able to extend the vastness of the space thereof. We can expand. Now this comes, or we should say, the theory of expanding universe comes very near to this. We have created the heaven, and we can expand it. So that expansion, theory of the expanding universe, now this has come very close to this ayah of Quran. وَلَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا And the land, earth, we spread it. فَنِيمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ So how excellent spreaders are we. وَمِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ And out of everything we have created pairs that you may be admonished. What is the admonishment or reminding in this reality that everything has been created in pairs? There should be a pair of this life. Life of this world and the life of hereafter. They go to make something complete. Otherwise, this life is incomplete. Here, whosoever doing wrong, he is not punished. Whosoever is doing good, he doesn't get the reward. So this is an illogical life of this world. It will be completed and become logical only when you add to it the life of the hereafter. So this is a couple. This earth and the sky, they are a couple. From there water comes and then earth gives out its vegetation. Just as man and woman, they both go to make, you know, fulfill a purpose of procreation. Neither only male can procreate, nor only female can procreate, except Mary, Maryam, alayhi salatu wasalam. But that was an exception by the command of Allah. But you need a male and a female for procreation. So this is everything we have created in pairs, that you may be admonished and reminded. فَفِرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So run you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily, I am a plain warner from him to you. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. And don't set up with Allah another God. إِنِّي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. Surely, I am a plain warner from him to you. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. In the same way, whenever a messenger came to those who were before them, they always said, either he is a sorcerer or a madman, Majnoon. أَتَوَاصَوْا بِهِ. Had they handed over some legacy, those people of the ancients had given this will to them, that you should also say the same to your messenger, which we said for our messenger. بَلُمْ قَوْمٌ تَعْهُونَ. Nay, they are a transgressing people. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you turn away from them. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِمَلُومٍ. You are not going to be reproached. If they are not believing in you, if they are not responding to your da'wah, your call, no blame to you. You have to do your duty and that's all. They will be blamed. They will be blameworthy. They will be caught. They will be seized. They will be punished. You are not going to be reproached. But go on admonishing. Go on reminding. Because if this admonition or reminding is not benefiting these people, it definitely benefits those who believe. Repetition. For the mu'mineen, reminding. So that they are reminded again and again of their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of their consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn and the humans except for the purpose that they should obey me, they should worship me, they should love me, they should adore me. This life has been given to us for worshipping and loving and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I explained what is ibadah. Total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total. But with extreme love for him. These two things go to make ibadah. Total obedience. You have love, but you are not obeying. This is cancelled. You are obeying but not loving. This is also cancelled. Because you obey even the tyrants, even the dictators, even the oppressors. Is obeying Allah like that? No. Obeying. But this obedience has to be total. From the depths of your heart. Out of extreme love for him. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I don't want any sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I don't want that they should feed me. إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينُ. On the contrary, Allah is himself the bestower of sustenance. And the Lord of power and ever strong. فَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ظُلُومًا مِثْلَ ظُلُومِ أَصْحَابِهِمْ. So those who do evil shall have their own portion, like the portion of their companions of the past. What happened to them will happen to these people also. فَلَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. So let them not hasten it. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ يَوْمِهِمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ. So woe to those who disbelieve for that day of theirs which they are promised. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والفصول.